Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Can't be measured. Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P as we bring you the next generation of stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We are under a month away before things get started in Dallas, Texas at Jerry World for the 2018 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making his path towards that next level is the Benedict Tigers standout receiver, Okechi Nteoasuwa. Okechi, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your collegiate career is kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking at the door of the NFL?
Yeah, it's really kind of hard to soak in, but I mean, as long as God is on my side and he helps my dreams come true, I can believe it.
Awesome. I mean, growing up, did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee? And if you did you have that height and that athleticism at a young age where you were basically scoring every time you touched the ball?
Well, to be honest, I never even touched the football or played organized football until seventh grade. But I kind of started learning about football in the fifth grade. That's when I actually started liking it. And then I started falling in love with it in eighth grade, middle school.
Nice. So, I mean, let's kind of go from then there. So, 7th, 8th grade, you know, you're getting your feet wet. You're starting to play the game that you play today. Kind of take us through how you ended up at receiver and maybe some of the other positions that you played going through high school before you ended up in college.
Well, starting off in middle school, I started off playing DB, and I didn't like it the first year. So, the second year, I switched to receiver. And I figured that would be my ideal position because of the way I felt like I had, you know, pretty good hands at the time. But it was just kind of average. And so going into high school, I was continuing. I just knew I wanted to stick with receiver because it kind of matches my name. So why not go with it, you know? I really didn't even, in ninth grade in high school, I didn't really get on varsity until my senior year, but I knew that I wanted to, continue to get better and better. I just didn't really know the game. So as I learned the game, my athleticism was kind of already there, but my knowledge and my IQ kept growing and growing, which helped me become better at my position and at the game itself. So when it got to my senior
awesome
year, I was pretty much locked in. Yeah, I was pretty much locked in my senior year, the whole season. So from there, you just...
And what you want?
Say that again?
And away you went. I mean, you're off. You're there.
Right.
Did you start off at Lane College?
No, I signed with Benedict College. I didn't.
Okay.
I originally was going to sign on signing day, but then I went on another visit after signing day. I made another visit right before signing day, and so I held off on signing day, and I signed like maybe a week later. But I signed with Benedict, though.
Awesome. And then I mean, I see different variables on an internet, but since we got you on the show, Okechi, I mean, 6'3", 200 pounds, 6'2", 205. I mean, where are you weighing in, and what's your height right now?
Right now I'm 207, and I'm 6'3".
That's crazy, man. I mean, I mean, and I had one more question, and we'll kind of start breaking down what you bring to the next level. But, I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, were you missing size? How did these schools kind of overshadow you somehow? These bigger schools, I should say.
Well, I think it's because of the fact that I didn't have that much experience. That's what I really think it was. And then like, I was kind of – I had a skinny frame, like a lanky frame almost. So, like, I had to put on some weight. But – so I think I was probably just doubted because of the experience that I had at the position. And, like, you can really tell if you're looking at the tape because of, like, maybe how I ran some of my routes or, like, some of my techniques. But yeah, it was just a lot of big – my brother had a lot of big schools looking at him. And because he's been playing in varsity since he was a freshman in high school. But in my case, I didn't really get that. Because I didn't really start until my 12th grade season.
Yeah, and you're right. A lot goes into your junior year. They really kind of eye kids up. I mean, sophomore, junior years, and they just kind of assume that you're going to kind of keep doing it. And so, yeah, it makes sense. Once again,
exactly.
You're listening to the C2P. And if you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, you simply type in our guest name, followed by 2018 NFL Draft Blast, and their name or their link will appear on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be blasting this out to the Twitter world as well, and then we'll be featuring his bio page at collegetopro.com so you can find out everything you need to know about Okechi as he makes his path towards this next level. So, I mean, I'm looking at the stats, and I got to ask this because I've done a lot of shows. I've looked at a lot of numbers, but, I mean, you led the team in receiving yards. You led the team in receptions, you led the team in touchdowns. How did you, I mean, I've never seen a school with 6 touchdown passes as a total. I mean, what was that passing game like?
Well, our passing, like, we had a lot of quarterbacks that we had to work with. So it was just really just finding the chemistry. And then, like, when we would find the chemistry, the teams that we would be playing, they would really be bracketing. And I guess I could call it, you call it them scouting. Doing a pretty good job scouting throughout the week on me and the quarterback and, like, how we correlate in the game. So, like, it was some things I picked up on it, but we still try to pick them apart. So, and a little, sometimes we did, and sometimes they got a little lucky on their side of the ball. So, it was like 50-50 pretty much, but most of the time I'm sort of coming down with it. So.
Excellent stuff. And for you folks thinking about what he brought to the table for Benedict, I'm looking at these numbers now. He had 589 receiving yards alone. He led the team. He led the Tigers offense in receiving yards. His teammates, Johnny Willis and Dane Washington, they combined for 489 yards. So he had 100 more yards than the next two guys on the team combined. I just think she shows you kind of the focal point of the offensive game plan. And just a compliment to you. I mean, what was it like, I guess, preparing for a week to play, and what were the coaches and what was the game plan evolving around you and what you had to bring to, you know, getting that ball upfield?
Well, it was always that I would have to make a big play in every game that I play, and that was pretty much the mindset I had going into the season. So basically every week it was like a designated play that was going to help us get, like, a lot of yards, possibly touchdown. And I got to give some of the credit to the O-line too, because without them, you know, there wouldn't be no time back there. And so it was just like we practiced and we had to make sure I perfected it on my side, and everybody else do their own job.
And there you go, my man. And for you, I mean, you're in the film room. You're with some of these scouts at the next level. What do you think they're going to love about you if you're watching them break down tape? I mean, what are the things they're going to look at you and say, Okechi, we love this about you. We love what you bring to the table here. I mean, what are those traits and characteristics they're going to fall in love with?
Well, for one, it's just the fact that I could talk football. I'm pretty into it in football. And also, looking at the tape, they'll notice that I have, like, good size and good physicality and good hand strength. And as well as that size and stuff, I can run my routes pretty disciplined as well. And so,
good, man.
And another thing that a lot of people don't know is that, or they'll see, is that I can jump through the ball pretty much anywhere the quarterback put it, that where the DP, where the defender can't get it, you know. So it's just like,
right,
put it in that one spot, and I'm gonna get it regardless of who's on me. So
take us to the mindset. I mean, you're lining up on a DB right now. Could be any DB you want. I mean, what route are you gonna beat him on? I mean, what's your favorite route to run?
I like my yards. I think any route past 15 yards is I'll get open easily. And then any other route, I can run all the routes, but definitely, like, without a doubt, any route, I'm a deep threat, vertical threat. I could take it slant and take that as well. But I just like to make all my routes disciplined. So I kind of like take my route seriously. So, like, and if you give me a route, I probably will perfect it on whoever's guarding me based on how they're defending me, based on the technique they're using to defend me with, and so forth.
Awesome stuff. And for you, I mean, pro day, I mean, what's that like? I mean, I know there's still a few pro days going on. You might have wrapped that up this week, but in terms of pro day, I mean, how'd that go for you? Did you have one at Benedict? Did you go somewhere else? And kind of in tune us on that.
Well, to be honest, I had a pro day at Benedict. It was supposed to be coming up, but I recently tore my ACL. I just had surgery last week, so right now I'm rehabbing and I'm already back walking and stuff. But I gotta take it one day at a time and through the process. So I'll probably get another pro day coming along next year. But I definitely did have a practice this year, and I was in the process of training for it. But unfortunately,
I did not know that, man.
Yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with now.
Yeah, man. And you're going through it with strides, man. I mean, you seem positive and focused on the task at hand, man. God bless you. Like I said, I love the positive energy. I wish I would have known that.
Appreciate
I would have kind of shed some light on it. And then so everything's good. I mean, all the people listening in, you're back. You're going to be where you need to be. Everything looks fine.
All right. Yeah, because I really think I have another chance to be better than I was, because coming into this year, there were some things I wanted to perfect, and it was like getting faster. So I wanted to be able to be fully ready by the time the scouts come see me perform. So that way there'll be no second guessing ahead, and the tape or watching me in person will be like certification from watching me from on the film. So that's
awesome.
My goal.
Awesome. And it's a good goal, man. And it's funny is, not funny, but we had a guy earlier on today, and he missed his senior year. He had to come back, redshirt senior year, but he hurt his back, and it was a pretty serious thing, and he missed the entire year, and he was just kind of saying, at first he was devastated, but then he looked at it like, he's been playing this game his whole life. It almost gave his body a little bit of a chance to catch up and kind of renew itself and kind of get back after it, and hopefully that kind of goes
right.
In, to your pattern as well. You kind of rest up and come back bigger and better than ever. Once again, Okechi Inti Osawaswe. And Inti Osawaswe, I've been messing it up, but give me the correct way so we all know how to say it.
It's Okechi Inti Osawaswe.
Inti Osawaswe. Okechi Inti Osawaswe. I was practicing it before the show. I kept saying it, but once I always deliver, I always miss out on it. Before we let you go today, we always like to have some fun and break a couple off-the-wall questions at you. Ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, that's cool with me.
All right. Now, female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to have to join you for dinner?
Oh, well, I'll probably take Nia Long or Carrie Hilson.
Very nice. Beautiful. Great choices. How about this one? It's a very in vogue thing right now. Guys get something painted on their shoes or their cleats. I mean, if you could have anything sprayed down there, what would you want to see?
Well, low-key, Spider-Man is my favorite person, so I'll probably put Spider-Man on there, shooting the web or something.
I love
That's
it, man.
My favorite
Very,
guy.
Very cool. There you go. You know, I was reading your bio. I saw that some of the stuff. I was checking some of the stuff that you said, so I noticed that. That's very good. And then the final question before we let you go today, my man. When you look at this next level, do you get comparisons to anybody, or your family and friends say, hey, you know, we're watching the Monday night game. You remind us of this guy?
Well, a lot of people tell me that I'm kind of like AJ Green or kind of like a D-Hop all in one. But it's kind of funny because those are the guys I really watched the most. Growing up, I watched AJ Green, Randy Moss, and currently I continue to watch DeAndre Hopkins as he grows into what I think is going to be a Hall of Fame type player.
Awesome, man. You know what? I hope you become that Hall of Fame type player, man. Hey, appreciate you
I'm
stopping
praying,
by. I wish you the best in your recovery and your rehab. Hope you come again back bigger, better than ever. And as always, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Thank you very much, and I will.
So, once again, that is Okechi Nteoasuwe here on the C2P. If you miss any of the show in its entirety, you folks know it's out there and available at iTunes and Block Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.